Show me a place where hope is young and a people who are not afraid to love. This world has nothing for me, and this world has everything. All that I could want and nothing that I need. This world is making me drunk on the spirits of fear. So when he says, who will go?
Listening to today's modern worship here in Brevard County, 91.5 FM, WMIE.
We got to and we found them better. Let's love people well, oh, better. Better than we found them better. Better than we found them better. Oh, better. Let's love people well. His love never fails. Better. Better than we found them better. Better than we found them better. Oh, better. Let's love people well. His love never fails. Better. Better than we found them better. Better than we found them better. Oh, better. We got to keep on finding ways to.
Some glad morning when this life is over, I'll fly away to that home on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away. I'll fly away, oh glory. I'll fly away. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away. Just a few more weary days and then I'll fly away. To that land where joy will never end, I'll fly away. I'll fly away, oh glory, I'll fly away. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away. Oh, I'll fly away, oh glory, I'll fly away in the morning. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away.
Here I am. safety of this place, in the safety of this place, in the safety of this place, I'm longing to pour out my heart, to say that I love you, pour out my heart, to say that I need you, pour out my heart, to say that I'm thankful, pour out my heart, to say that you're wonderful.
Brevard's home for the very best in contemporary Christian music. 91.5 FM, WMIE.
The day is brighter here with you. The night is lighter than it's you. Would lead me to a thing which needs me to a thing. You make everything glorious. Yeah, you make everything glorious.
It's hard to see the storm blowing over anytime soon. It's hard to hear any hope in the headlines or how to know what's true. We've been trusting in the broken to make us whole. But there's no new rescue coming.
is still the one we've always known. We need the healer. We don't need another hero. We need the healer. Deep down, every hurting heart knows we need the healer. And only Jesus is the healer. The whole world's looking for something, but what we need is someone. And every road leads back to one name when all the searching is done. 'Cause there's no worldview, no religion that can make the blind eyes see. Let the eyes of our heart be open to the healing that we need. We need the healer. We don't need another hero. We need the healer. Deep down, every hurting heart knows we need the healer. And only Jesus is the healer. More than comfort, we need the King. More than gifts, we need the Giver. More than blessings, we need your presence. More than the healing, we need the healer. More than comfort, we need the King. More than gifts, we need the Giver. More than blessings, we need your presence. More than the healing, we need the healer. More than comfort, we need the King. More than gifts, we need the Giver. More than blessings, we need your presence. More than the healing. Another hero, we need the healer. Deep down, every hurting heart knows we need the healer. 'Cause only Jesus is the healer. Yes, we need the, yes, we need the healer. No other name but Jesus is the healer.
Fly with You are listening to WMIE, Brevard's home for the very best in contemporary, modern praise and worship music. 91.5 FM.
Is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not thy compassions. as thou hast been, thou forever wilt be. Summer and winter and springtime and harvest, sun, moon and stars in their courses above, join with all nature in manifold witness to thy great faithfulness, mercy and love. Great is thy
is a healing comfort for me. Grace to me is a matchless gift to me. Your power in me is a mighty river. Can I do about 'cause all I really long for is you. All I really yearn for is you. Your sovereignty is a sure foundation for me. Your care for me is enduring. A sweet surrender to me. At the end of the day, with the setting of the sun, after all is said. What else can I do but worship? What else can I do but bow? 'Cause all I really long for is you. All I really yearn for is you. Can I do but worship? What else can I do but bow? 'Cause all I really long for is you. All I really yearn for is you. What else can I do? Joining in the sound of heaven's song, 'cause all I really long for is you. All I really yearn for is you. All I really need, Lord, is you.
You're listening to 91.5 FM and 102.3 FM. This is Brevard County's home for the very best in contemporary Christian and modern praise and worship music. WMIE.
Why don't you swing down, sweet chariot, stop and let me ride. Swing down, chariot, stop and let me ride. Rock me, Lord, calm and easy. Well, I've got a home. Side. Why don't you swing down, sweet chariot, stop and let me ride. Swing down, chariot, stop and let me ride. Rock me, Lord, calm and easy. I've got home on the other side.
Well, Ezekiel went down in the middle of a field. He saw an angel working on a chariot wheel. Wasn't so particular about the chariot wheel. Just wanted to know how a chariot feels.
Why don't you swing down, sweet chariot, stop and let me ride. Swing down, chariot, stop and let me ride. Rock me, Lord, calm and easy. I've got home on the other side.
Ezekiel went down and he got on board.
What particular about the bumping of the road? Just wanted to lay down his heavy load. Why don't you swing down, sweet chariot stop, and let me ride? Swing down, chariot stop, and let me ride. Rock me, Lord, calm and easy. I've got a home on the other side.
Well, I got a father in the promised land. Ain't gonna stop until I shake his hand.
Rock me, Lord,
calm and easy. I've got a home on the other side.
Why don't you swing down, sweet chariot stop, and let me ride? Swing down, chariot stop, and let me ride. Rock me, Lord, calm and easy. I've got a home on the other side.
Why don't you swing down, sweet chariot stop, and let me ride?
Swing down, chariot stop, and let me ride. Rock me, Lord, calm and easy. I've got a home on the other side.
From the heavens and the skies, and he scans the horizon, looking for the sign of a son or a daughter with a prodigal heart coming back to the Father of love. And the shepherd is searching for the sheep who's gone astray. Though there's 99 saved at the closing of the day, his pursuit is relentless, his obsession divine. It's the heart of the Father of life. Compassion is for everyone. Yeah, for the lost and the afraid. And if you listen, you can hear his voice. Hear him calling. Your name. Thank you.
Your compassion is for everyone. Yeah, for the lost and the afraid. And if I listen, I can hear your voice. Hear you calling, hear you calling my.
I had a maker. He formed my heart before even time began. My life was in his hand. He knows each tear that falls, and he hears me when I call. I have a father, he calls me his very own. He'll never, he'll never, never leave me, no matter where, no matter where I go, no, yeah, yeah, yeah. And he knows my name. I'm so glad I can say that he knows my every thought. And he sees each tear that falls, and he hears me when I call. He hears me when I call.
This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station, WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5.
A lot of people say, I'm waiting on God, when God's answer is, I'm waiting on you.
Dr. Tony Evans says we may be the ones blocking our own miracles.
We all need miracles, but are you giving God something to work with?
This is the Alternative Broadcast, featuring the timeless biblical teachings from the archives of Dr. Tony Evans. Parents will give responsibilities to their children based on their maturity, and in a similar way, God does the same for us. Today, Dr. Evans takes a look at how Jesus challenges his followers to consider not just the desire for spiritual growth, but their capacity to receive it. Let's join him in the first chapter of the Gospel of John.
We have this miracle of the wedding at Cana. And the mother of Jesus was there, and Jesus and his disciples were invited to the wedding. So let's get this done. Jesus didn't spend all his time in church. The wedding is a social event. He's been invited to a wedding. He's living in the context of human activity. And so he goes to the wedding and there's a problem. Verse 3, the problem is they run out of wine. There is no wine. Now, you have to understand, in the New Testament days, weddings lasted for like all 7 days. I mean, it was a long, extended celebration. And so they ran out of wine, which is used in the Bible as a place of joy, not in terms of drunkenness, but in terms of celebrating with joy. The Bible often talks of wine in the context of joy. So this was a joyful occasion, and the wine had run out. The mother of Jesus says to him in verse 3, they have no wine. They run out. Now, she tells Jesus this because she knows who her son is. And she knows that he can fix this problem. He can solve this problem. So she comes to him. He says to her, woman, now I know that sounds odd to us, but that was normal communication back then. He says, woman, what does that have to do with us? My hour has not yet come. So that tells us what she was asking by his answer. She says, they're out of wine. This is a time to show your stuff. Let them see who you really are, because they don't know who you are. So why don't we use this wedding as an opportunity for you to reveal your deity? He says, my hour has not come. This is not the time and the place to manifest my supernatural activity. However, I will solve the problem. I just won't advertise me when I do it. His mother said to the servants, whatever, and there's a great lesson here, whatever he says to you, do it. Now, this is the lesson that we must all learn and grow to learn. God often doesn't explain himself in advance of our action. He tells us what to do, but he doesn't always explain how he's going to do what he's going to do based on what we've done. So the mother, Mary, says, whatever he says to you, I don't know what he's going to tell you, but do it. Now, there are 6 water pots, which was used for Jewish purification, containing 20 or 30 gallons each. So you got between 120, 130 gallons containers that they used for their Jewish purification. Jesus said, fill the water pots with water. So they filled them up to the brim.